Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. Today, we're going to approach this from a different aspect of why prayers do not get results and really cover a lot of these principles, but look at reasons why prayers don't get results. The first reason why prayers would not get results in the New Testament is not praying to the Father. Jesus instructed us in the Lord's Prayer to pray to the Father. Remember Matthew 6:9? After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven. He also told the disciples not to pray to him after the new covenant came into being, but instead to pray to the Father. Therefore, we don't pray to God, to Jesus, or the Lord God, or to anyone else except the Father. Remember John 16:23. In that day you shall ask, erateo, which means a request as a favor, of me nothing. So Jesus said, you're not going to request anything of him. But verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever shall ask, aiteo, a legal demand of what's due us, the Father, in my name, he'll give it to you. Therefore, a hindrance to New Testament results in prayer is not praying to the Father. Be sure you pray to the Father. Secondly, we pray in the name of Jesus. The reason for praying in the name of Jesus is because there's a change in the priesthood from the Old Testament to the New Testament. In the Old Testament, only the tribe of Levi were priests, and they could only approach God in prayer through the high priest. In the New Testament, all believers in Christ are priests before God, and we also must approach the Father through the high priest. Well, the high priest of the New Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ. The manner in which we pray through the high priest in the New Testament is by praying in the name of Jesus, our high priest. Therefore, as priests before God, believers in Jesus Christ can come boldly to the Father in prayer through our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, by praying in the name of Jesus. There's many scriptures on this. We saw it in John chapter 16. There's another one in John 15:16, that whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, of the Father, in my name, he may give it you. A third reason why prayers are not answered is lack of understanding righteousness. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. That's in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. Well, the righteous involve those that have come into right relationship with God when we're born again, where we get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, but also those who are in right fellowship with him who are doing righteousness. Remember, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 7, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And the word doeth is in the present tense, meaning continuous, repeated action. We must understand righteousness and be righteous before the Lord if we're going to see our prayers get a response. That means you're going to have to be born again and have a spirit that's in right relationship with him, and also you're going to have to walk in right fellowship with him, doing what is right. And then as you pray the word of God, which is the word of righteousness, his ears will be open unto your prayers, because you don't pray the problem, you pray the word. So righteousness has three aspects. One, relationship with God. Two, fellowship with God. Three, our rights in Christ, which are the promises of God. So we have a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We're in right relationship. We walk in line with his word and do what is right. We're going to be in right fellowship with him. And then we pray the word of God, which are the promises of God, our rights in Christ, and it will bring forth those promises in our life. James 5:16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we've got to be praying as the righteousness of God, praying according to our rights and privileges in Christ. A fourth reason why prayers are not answered is a lack of confidence. We must have confidence in prayer. Confidence comes from knowing and believing you're not only right with God, but also knowing and believing that the Father hears your prayers, and knowing and acting upon the principles in the Word of God for accurate New Testament prayer that we've already covered. confidence in prayer shows forth faith towards God as well. In Hebrews 4:16, the Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly," the word boldly means confidently, "unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain," lambano, take hold of, "mercy, and find grace to help in time of need." And then in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask," aiteo, "anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth, whatsoever we ask," aiteo, "we know that we have the petitions," aiteo, "that we desired," aiteo, "of him." This shows you that you must have confidence. In fact, it says, "This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we make a legal demand of anything according to his will," which would be the word, "he heareth us." We should have confidence that he hears us. "And if we know that he hears us," you should know it, "whatsoever we ask," or aiteo, "make a legal demand of what's due us," we know that we have the petitions, the legal demands that we legally demanded of him. This means that those that have confidence in prayer make their legal demand according to the word. They know that God hears them. And because you know he hears you, you know you have the legal demands you prayed unto the Father in the name of Jesus. So confidence in prayer is important. And if you know God heard you, you know you have what you prayed. Another hindrance to New Testament prayer is having sin or iniquity in our life. If we have sin or iniquity, then we're out of fellowship with him and we're not going to be right before him. In Psalm 66, verse 18, the Bible says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." That shows the fact that God just doesn't hear every prayer. If you have iniquity in your heart, God is not going to hear your prayer. Now in 1 John chapter 3, verse 20 and 22, we see the same principle revealed. Verse 20 says, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things." Verse 21, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God." Otherwise, how are you going to have confidence when your heart condemns you not? When would our heart not condemn us if we don't have iniquity in our heart because of sin? Verse 22 says, "Whatsoever we ask," aiteo, "demand of what's due us, we receive," lambano, "take hold of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Sin is unrighteousness, breaks fellowship with the Lord, and if we don't have right fellowship with the Lord, then God is not going to be able to hear our prayers. And notice also, it says, "because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." That shows you that there's conditions for you having your prayers be responded to and answered by the Lord. If you keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight, you're walking in line with his word of righteousness, so you'll be righteous before him. If you don't keep his commandments, if you don't do the things that are pleasing in his sight, you'll abide in sin and you'll have iniquity in your heart. Your heart will condemn you. You'll not have confidence before God because you're not right with him. If you have sin in your life, the answer is you need to go and confess that sin, receive that forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness. God will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Then there'll be no blocks or hindrances to seeing effective New Testament prayer. Another area that would hinder your prayers from getting results specifically is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a specific sin mentioned in the Word of God that will hinder your prayers from getting results. We cannot allow any unforgiveness in our life. If a person has wronged you, you must forgive them. Learn to always separate the sin from the person. You can hate the sin, but you must always love the person and therefore forgive the person. You must realize that the devil has deceived the person into sinning against you. Have compassion towards the person. You know, we're supposed to love our enemies. Do not give place to the devil in your life by allowing the devil to trick you into abiding in unforgiveness. If you will forgive others of their sins against you, then God will forgive you of your sins. If you don't forgive, you will not see results in prayer because you will be out of fellowship with the Father and not forgiven of your sins. In Mark 11, remember verse 24 is the prayer of faith. And then verse 25 and 26 follows that and says this, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." And then over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10 and 11, it talks about how they needed to forgive, and if they forgive, it would be in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The devil wants to get you into unforgiveness. That's one of his devices, so he can stop your prayers from getting answered. Be sure that you've forgiven every person, and it's a decision at the point of your will, and it must be genuine from the heart. Remember in Matthew 18, verse 34 and 35, that if you don't forgive from your heart, you're going to be turned over to the tormentors, and of course, you won't see results in prayer. Another hindrance to results in prayer, specifically in the area of sin, would be disharmony between a husband and wife. A husband and a wife are heirs together of the grace of life. There needs to be harmony between them. If there's strife, discord, or disunity, it'll cause a hindrance to their prayers. Husbands and wives should strive to be in one accord under the lordship of Jesus in their marriage so their prayers will not be hindered. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 3:7, where it says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." You want to be dwelling together in agreement, in harmony, so your prayers will not be hindered. Another hindrance to having results in prayer is praying the problem instead of the answer. Our Heavenly Father already knows what you have need of before you come to Him in prayer. In Matthew 6:8, the Bible says, "For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him." And the word ask is aiteo, meaning a demand of what's due, you're referring to New Testament prayer. So when we come to the Father and make our legal demand of Him, He already knows what you have need of before you make that legal demand. Therefore, He already knows your problem, so we don't pray the problem. Praying the problem does not benefit us. Instead, we're going to pray the answer. And if He knows what we have need of, why do we need to pray the answer? Because we're praying the promise of God, returning the word unto Him in our covenant relationship with Him, so that that will release that promise to come to pass. We don't pray the problem. We pray the Word of God, which is the answer to our problem. Another hindrance to results in prayer is not making a legal demand in prayer. Now, we've thoroughly talked about this, but we need to review this again. There's a change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. We do not ask or request of God as in the Old Testament any longer. In the New Testament, we make a spiritual legal demand of what's due us to the Father because the promises have already been given to us, and we bring the Word of God to Him in prayer. Asking or requesting of God does not release the promises of God from the Father to us. Making a spiritual legal demand of what's due us in prayer is the New Testament way of releasing the promises of God which already belong to us in Christ to come to pass in our life. We saw this again from John 16, verse 23 and 24. "In that day you shall ask, erateo, request as a favor of me, nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, a demand of what's due you, the Father, in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, up to this time, have you asked, aiteo, demand of what's due you, nothing in my name. Ask, aiteo, make a demand of what's due you, and you shall receive, lambano, take hold of it, that your joy may be full." Well, we're going to talk more on reasons why prayers do not get results in the next broadcast. Look forward to seeing you then. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.